Colombian President Abelardo de la Espriella completed his first month in office on Monday with a series of foreign policy decisions that reverse his predecessor, Gustavo Petro's approach and tighten alignment with the United States and Israel. The most significant was the recognition, on August 10, of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, Syrian territory occupied since 1967 and unilaterally annexed in 1981. UN Security Council Resolution 497 declared that annexation null and void and without international legal effect. Colombia thus became the second country in the world to take that step, after the United States in 2019. The foreign ministry justified it by citing persistent regional instability in the Middle East and the territory's strategic importance for Israel's defense. Syria expressed its categorical rejection. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, who had attended the inauguration in Cali, called it historic and said he would seek to bring other countries on board. The Colombian government also restored diplomatic relations with Israel, severed under Petro, and recognized Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara. On the military front, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced that Colombia had authorized U.S. military operations on Colombian territory. No Colombian authority has commented on that authorization or its terms. Southern Command Chief General Francis L. Donovan met Defense Minister Jorge Mora, a retired general, during a recent visit and set as priorities operations on the Ecuadorian border, surveillance of the Pacific and rehabilitation of the air fleet. De la Espriella joined the Shield of the Americas, the initiative promoted by Donald Trump to coordinate counter-narcotics efforts with like-minded governments, and meets Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Tuesday. Trump's ambassador-designate in Bogota said Colombia would withdraw from the Belt and Road Initiative, the Chinese investment program Petro had committed to joining. Colombia's foreign ministry has made no official announcement on that either. China takes part in projects including the Bogota Metro. Relations with Venezuela, with which Colombia shares a border of more than 2,200 kilometers, will be channeled through the U.S. State Department, according to statements by the President and Vice President José Manuel Restrepo. International Affairs Specialist Sandra Borda of Universidad de los Andes described the opening period as a kind of preemptive diplomacy to please, and warned that enthusiastic alignments are a very bad idea in an uncertain international environment. Former diplomat Eduardo Pizarro Leongomez said the Golan recognition would cost Colombia support at the United Nations. De la Espriella has pledged not to leave the country during his term, so Restrepo will lead the delegation to the coming General Assembly. Top comments. Disclaimer and AMP. Comment rules no comments for this story. Please log in or register, it's free. To comment, log in with Facebook.